Tides to the Shore by Paul Printer. Ginny kicked a pile of snow and watched in satisfaction as it burst into hundreds of snowflakes. There was a sort of beauty to it all. The wind made them swirl around into the night sky, and the moonlight reflected off them like it reflected against the ocean. She pulled her cloak tighter around her shoulders and dug her nose into her scarf. Winter was her least favorite season. It was unbearably cold, it got dark before she got out of classes, the air seemingly wanted to rip her throat to pieces when she went for her jogs. Sure, it looked beautiful, if you stayed indoors and observed the world through the glass. And, of course, most recently, Ginny discovered yet another reason to hate winter. Holidays. She never hated Christmas before. In fact, she used to love the holiday. She used to love sitting around the crackling fires that matched the color of her hair. She used to love getting wrapped in winter cloaks and scarves to lie in the snow and watch the constellations that reminded her of the freckles spotted across her cheeks. She loved the thrill of giving gifts and spending time with family and dancing alone to Christmas music on the radio. She used to love it all. Except now she didn't. The merriness of Christmas seemed to have disappeared for many people this year. Lights weren't as bright, smiles weren't as easy, the weather seemed sharper. She didn't blame them. The war changed a lot of things for everyone. Ginny thought back to the year previous. That Christmas had been hell, too. Harry, Ron, and Hermione's statuses were unknown. Hogwarts was a living nightmare. Reality seemed like a stranger to her. There was so much darkness and so much heaviness that year, and the Christmas cheer felt like a cheap cover-up. Everything was forced. All the smiles, the laughs, the festivities. It felt wrong. This year, things weren't as forced, but it was heavy. The holiday season was the perfect time to remember everyone and everything they lost during the previous year. Even though nobody said it, they were all thinking of lost friends and family members. This was the first Christmas without Fred. Without Lupin, Tonks, Lavender, Colin. Ginny kicked another snowpile and blew out a long breath. She understood this was why everyone was stressed, but Merlin, she was miserable. She was sick of shouting mothers and endless chores and forced conversations and ignoring the mammoth in the room. Which was how she found herself outside, in the horrendous weather, walking with no destination in mind. She couldn't take it. She couldn't take being trapped in that house any longer, not when things felt so dark and cold. It was almost funny in a way. For reasons beyond her, she would rather spend time in the true dark and cold over the metaphorical dark and cold. She loved her family. She really did. She wanted to go back inside and sit by the fire, playing with Teddy and watching her parents dance to the radio. She wanted to go back, sit with George and watch Harry and Ron play chess. She wanted to get piggyback rides from Bill, all the while having her mother call after them to act their ages. She wanted to talk Quidditch and dragons and flying and freedom with Charlie over a hot cup of tea when the rest of the house went to sleep. Hell, she even wanted to tease Percy and laugh with him over something. But she didn't want it to be fake, and that was what her life felt like right now. How is it possible that one feels like a stranger to their own life? Or was her life a stranger to her? Ginny ducked her head as the wind whistled past her. It was beyond her. All she knew for certain was the disconnect between her and the life she was living. The only time she felt truly herself, the only time she felt like things weren't so backwards and forced, was when she was with Luna. Luna. Her stomach came alight with butterflies and nervousness. Instinctually, Ginny glanced in the direction she knew her home was. It was only a field away from the burrow, and, for a moment, she was tempted to go there. The familiarity and comfort that came with being with Luna was tempting, and... No. No, it was the holidays. They said goodbye on the platform only a few days ago, when they parted ways for Christmas break. She had no real reason to show up, either, other than wanting to see her. And damn, did she really want to see her. Ginny wasn't sure when it all had started. Falling in love with Luna reminded her of falling asleep. It happened so surely, so steadily, so slowly, that she didn't even notice it. One day, it hit her. I am in love with this wonderful, fantastic, brilliant woman. They had always been friends, and grew particularly close during their sixth year. Death Eaters were in charge of the castle. Hope was running low. The future seemed dark. The remaining students that year clung to each other like a drowning man clung to a life raft. They all shared a bond after surviving that year together. Ginny thought back to spending hours with Luna, every chance she could get. They sat together to do almost everything, because loneliness was the surest way for the darkness to creep in. They planned the DA together alongside Neville. They worked on schoolwork. They spoke in low whispers. They shared secret jokes and small smiles. And even though the year was hell, there were still good moments. All of Ginny's memories of those good times had Luna beside her. It was this past few months where things had changed the most, after the war had ended. They both changed over the few months they were separated. Luna was captured in Malfoy Manor. Ginny had been pulled from school. They lost friends and family. They almost died, more times than she could keep count of. And after it was all over, they both had to begin to put their lives back together. When it hit Ginny that she had to rebuild her life after so much had changed, Luna was one of the first things that came to mind. No matter how her life changed, she wanted Luna in it. Luna reminded her of the moon. Her hair was milky white, her skin softer than velvet, her eyes wide with wonder. She was one streak of light between the darkness, just as the moon was in the night. She made everything better and lighter. Her perspective on things was so refreshing, and the way she viewed the world left Ginny in awe. She had so much care and tenderness in her, so much so that it made her melt. She was funny in her own way, brilliant despite popular opinion, and so confident with who she was. Being around Luna made her want to be like her, confident with herself, uncaring of others' opinions, strong enough to be the only one speaking out. Those were all traits she liked to think she already possessed, but Luna made them stronger and brighter. It was like they said, they brought out the best in each other. She loved her, she loved her, she loved her. Except Luna didn't know. As Ginny continued to wander around the grounds of the burrow and beyond, she thought about her ever-growing dilemma. She loved Luna, but hadn't told her. Ginny wasn't sure what was stopping her. Maybe it was because she was so set on holding on to one of the few good and stable and sure things in her life recently, that being her friendship and bond with Luna. Maybe she didn't want to jeopardize that changing, even the slightest, because it was so important to her. Luna wouldn't care, she tried to convince herself. That thought was right. Ginny couldn't imagine Luna caring about tension and awkwardness if her feelings weren't reciprocated. Out of everyone she could think of, Luna was the safest to admit feelings to. That was all nice in practice, but Ginny was still terrified. Ginny? Her steps faltered when her name was spoken. Ginny whipped around, coming face to face with the one person on her mind. Luna! Her stomach flipped. It was easy to smile. Hey, hi.
Hi,
she echoed, clearly amused. She stood a few paces away from Ginny, a winter hat making her blonde hair stick flat to her head, and a scarf so thick that it hid the tip of her nose. Between the fabric, Ginny could make out her flushed cheeks and sparkling eyes. She was beautiful.
I didn't expect to see you here, Ginny admitted.
She glanced around the piece of forest she had come to a stop in and realized she was a lot closer to Luna's place than she originally thought. Her legs must have carried her subconsciously. They were like the tide being drawn to shore, destined to meet, meant to be in each other's lives. There was a beauty to that.
I saw your hair from my window, Luna admitted.
Her eyes studied the hair visible under her hat.
It's stunning against the snow. Almost magical.
Speaking of magical, Ginny took a step towards her, courage rising in her. Your eyes are really blue, with the moonlight and the snow. She wanted to curse herself for sounding so awkward. If she sensed the awkwardness, Luna didn't say anything. She pulled down her scarf to show her grin and closed the distance between the two of them. Ginny had to fight the butterflies away and keep her nervousness down. Despite her wanting Luna to be flirting in that moment, she knew she wasn't. Luna had a habit of being bluntly honest, without regard of how her comments sounded. It was one trait she loved about her.
Not that I'm complaining, but what are you doing outside? Luna wondered.
She tilted her head to the side.
Are you looking for something?
It wasn't hard to tell Luna the truth. No. Her skin crawled and her smile fell. I needed time alone.
I see.
Luna took a few steps closer.
Well, I suppose that makes sense. Nobody wants to be outside in this weather, not when inside is so warm. Their loss.
She glanced upwards and a blissful smile lifted her lips. Ginny felt her chest warm.
It's quite beautiful out here, isn't it?
Ginny's eyes swept over the pinkness of her skin and the sparkle of her eye and the dimples of her cheeks. Yes, it is. There was no doubt in her mind they were talking about two completely different, yet equally beautiful things. There was an easiness that came with being with Luna. Her presence alone made her feel comfortable enough to face her inner demons, to talk about the things that kept her up at night, to rant about the things on her mind. Luna was safe. She was comforting. She was home. Ginny wet her lips and stuffed her hands into her side pockets. I'm tired of it all. Things are so different now, and people like to pretend nothing's different, but it is different, and ignoring it isn't going to make it go away. It just feels hollow and empty and wrong. The cold air that stung her throat kept her grounded, and she was thankful for that. Ginny turned away from Luna, instead choosing to stare up at the star-splattered night sky. I know people cope with things differently. I'm not mad that people are dealing with everything by ignoring it, because I know that's how Mum's dealing with it, but I don't know.
It's frustrating to be caught in limbo, Luna concluded.
Ginny watched her out of the corner of her eye.
Things aren't the same as they once were, and it's hard holding on to a past that cannot be anything more than that.
Things are so tense, she added. It's like we're all walking on eggshells around each other. Nobody wants to say anything to upset someone, so we doubt everything we say. She sucked in a few long breaths to steady herself. I miss how things used to be. I do. I miss Fred. I miss Tonks and Lupin. I miss how easy everything was. I want to get back to that easiness. Luna's gloved hand wrapped around Ginny's elbow.
I guess I'm expected to say, give it time, that time heals all wounds.
Her hand tightened.
Although you already knew that.
Ginny laughed bitterly.
Yeah.
It's nice to think about how time will help. But that doesn't necessarily fix things right now.
The corners of her lips pulled upwards the slightest bit.
It hurts right now, regardless of how it might change in the future.
She felt a wash of relief at that.
Yes, her whole body seemed to scream. That's right. Everyone always told her that time would heal, that things will be better next year, that things will get back to a new normal. Eventually.
It was frustrating to be stuck, waiting for the day things would be normal again. What about right now? What about today? Was she supposed to wait around until time healed everything? She didn't like that idea.
Maybe talk to one of your brothers about it, she suggested. If you feel this way, I'm sure they're feeling the same. Bill was always nice and understanding when I lived with him. He might be a good one to start with.
When Ginny didn't speak right away, Luna continued.
It's nice to remember that you aren't alone sometimes.
Those words alone managed to break through the hesitation Ginny was feeling. She collapsed her hand over top of Luna's and smiled.
I'm not alone, she agreed. Not when I'm with you.
With Luna, she felt stronger. Knowing she had someone out there that would love her no matter what made her feel less alone. That was the case last year, too, when they were separated during the war. A certain strength and warmth came with knowing someone out there loved you and stood with you. It's a good idea, Ginny continued. I'll talk to Bill tomorrow. I think he's supposed to come by to drop off gifts for the tree. Their eyes locked. Thank you.
For what?
For everything. For listening to me rant, and for understanding me.
I think that's who we are, Luna mused. We understand each other well.
She turned to face her. Ginny was struck by how close they were. Mere inches of space separated their bodies.
And I will always be here to listen to you, Jin. Always.
Ginny studied Luna's expression closely, feeling breathless from her beauty. She was captivated by the way she embodied the moon. Soothing, secure, bright and beautiful. Her eyes swept along the curves of her face, coming to rest on the pinkness of her lips. Her lips. She was struck with the want to close the distance between them and kiss her. She didn't. Their breaths turned into crisp clouds of fog between them. Despite the layers of clothing between them, she could feel the warmth of her touch on her arm. Her chest warmed from the pure adoration in Luna's eyes. Luna reached up and brushed a rogue strand of Ginny's hair away from her face. Luna's fingers were feather-light and smoother than velvet. The goosebumps that rose along her arms had nothing to do with the cold in that moment. She tucked the piece of hair behind her ear and smiled shyly, which only caused Ginny's heart to race more. It was official. Luna was the most beautiful witch she'd ever laid eyes on. Instead of dropping her hand from her face, her palm came to rest against Ginny's cheek, cupping her face tenderly. Her light touch did funny things to her heart. There was something so intimate with the moment, with them standing together under the moon, the night silent around them, their hearts wide and souls open, and it made her want to laugh with bliss. Ginny's gaze dropped to her lips again. They were inches away from hers. All it would take was a small move, and they'd be pressed with hers. Her breathing hitched, and mouth ran dry.
Ginny.
Ginny lifted her gaze to hers, and could have sworn that her own gaze was locked on her lips.
Luna,
she echoed, her name rolling from her lips naturally. And once again, she breathed,
Luna.
Luna, Luna, Luna. I love you, I love you, I love you. With a burst of confidence, Ginny moved forward, closing the distance between them and capturing Luna's lips with her own. The air left her lungs abruptly, and her heart flew to her throat as soon as their lips connected because she jerked back, breaking the kiss that lasted for mere seconds. Her eyes were wide from shock when she looked at Luna.
Oh,
she breathed, unable to come up with more words.
I'm
sorry? But she wasn't. She wasn't sorry at all.
I... Luna surged forward, pressing her lips to Ginny's with more strength and sureness than the previous kiss, cutting off Ginny's half-formed words. For a moment, she stood frozen, unable to comprehend that Luna, her Luna, was kissing her. The shock wore off quickly, and Ginny melted into the kiss. This kiss was longer and sweeter than the first one, and it made Ginny feel like she was flying and falling all at the same time. Her legs felt weak under her. Her thoughts had quieted to a whisper. Her heart tattooed patterns against her ribcage. There was a tenderness between them. A tenderness that made her legs turn to jelly. And Ginny could have sworn her heart cracked in two. When they pulled apart, her breaths came out as short pants, clouding the air between them. Luna's cheeks were flushed, darker, and her eyes wide, yet Ginny's gaze was drawn to the unmistakable smile across her lips. "Wow," Ginny breathed, unable to comprehend much more. She blinked, owlishly, and tightened her grip on Luna's back.
Wow.
Luna brushed her thumbs against Ginny's cheeks, causing her heart to ache with fondness. Ginny leaned in to the touch.
"Luna?"
Ginny swallowed thickly.
"I love you."
There. It was out into the world now, after holding on to the confession for so long. She was in love with Luna Lovegood, her best friend, her other half, the girl that made her smile when the world seemed too cruel, her moon and her light. She was in love with her. Luna's smile grew wider. Ginny loved the way the force of it made her eyes crinkle. She would never grow tired of watching her smile.
"I love you too."
"Oh." They kissed again, even slower and sweeter than before. Ginny poured everything she had into the kiss. All of the love, all of the hope, all of the care she could muster. When they broke apart, Ginny let out a breathy chuckle and wiped her nose. She'd been outside for close to an hour without heating charms, and she was nearly frozen solid. Not even the warmth from kissing Luna could break through that.
"Go home,"
Luna requested, her voice as soft as her gaze.
"I'll see you tomorrow."
"Tomorrow?" While she wasn't going to complain about that, they weren't meant to see each other until the train ride back to the castle. Luna pressed a quick kiss to the top of her nose.
"I'm not fond of the idea of being apart from you for the next 2 weeks. Is tomorrow okay?"
"Tomorrow's perfect."
When they parted ways, Ginny couldn't keep the smile off her face, nor the bounce from her step. With the memory of Luna's lips against her own, it was safe to say that the journey to the burrow was filled with more joy and peace than the earlier walk. Yes, winter was unbearably cold. It got dark before she got out of classes. The air seemingly wanted to rip her throat to pieces when she went for jogs. But foggy breaths and warm embraces and tender kisses were fresh in her memory. Maybe winter wasn't completely horrible after all.